Yeah, it was nice to be recognised, and I suppose, yeah, it's like that. It's every award is always a team award, even when it's voted for. Like, coaches vote each month for it, and every time I vote for it, I vote for a team that's been doing really well out of the ordinary, and I suppose that's probably how we got it. So it's a huge pat on the back for the players. And really the first, since we've come back in 18 months ago, it's really the first time that we've been in the situation where we've had the consistency to win such an award. So, I think the players got a huge lift from that, and it's glad that other people have noticed, I suppose.
And going from that great January and continuing that into February, it's really put you in the melting pot now in the mix for the playoff places with the season winding down, the regular season.
Yeah, we had a very slow start. We were 1-6 early on. We lost a few of our younger players from last year with jobs and leaving, going aboard and things like that. But since just before Christmas, found our stride a little bit, 1-8 of our last 12. And again, the teams we've lost to have been the top three teams, I think. So it's very much consistency has been there. And again, yeah, the target is the playoffs. We're right on the button for that. So the next few games are really important, starting with this weekend's big one.
Yeah, a really big one. A local derby as well against the Limerick Celtics, who are in the hunt themselves as well for the playoff places. So this is going to be a massive game, isn't it?
Yeah, they've had a really good period since Christmas as well themselves. I mean, they've two excellent players in Kevin Overweiser and Carlos Hortolano that have been scoring big points of late. So that'll be a challenge for us, and something I think the guys are looking forward to. We've played them once already this season in there, Jim. We won that one. I think they won the two last year, so we're trying to tie things up. But it promises to be a great game. I think it'll be really high scoring with two teams that are very much in form at the moment.
And what's the atmosphere like when it comes to these Limerick derbies? Is it pretty good? Because it gets pretty heated, though.
Yeah, I suppose they're both big underage clubs. So, I mean, both will be trying to get supporters there. It's in UL Arena, so room for plenty. And at last year's derby, it was a really good atmosphere. Probably one of the best atmospheres we've had in Limerick basketball for 10, 15 years. So it was great to be part of. Unfortunately, we didn't come on top of that one, but hopefully things will change this weekend.
Obviously, you had some halcyon days as a player and some great times with Limerick clubs throughout the years. I suppose looking back at those times and looking now, coming up to this big derby, both sides looking to push for the playoffs in Division 1, how far off are we, do you think, down the line from having a Limerick side that reaches the top and challenges at the top end?
I think the teams that won the National Cup at the top stand in 2002, and then we won again in 2012 and the league in 2013, they had quality Irish players in John Galvin, Rob Lynch, Neil Campbell, Steve King. I mean, and they were really the linchpin to what made us successful with other players. I mean, I came in myself. We've had good Americans in that period as well. So I suppose when we restarted the club 2 years ago, the goal has been to get our younger Irish players that were on the verge and underage internationals, get them up to standard with some experience so that we can compete for the next 5-10 years. And really, just over the last 2-4 months, we've started to see the benefit of that with the younger players. I mean, we've only two players over the age of 24, I think, on the squad. So we've started to see some consistency from them, some leadership from them, and really playing at a higher standard. So, you know, we'd put in place a 3-year plan originally when we started. We're halfway through that, and now with our recent record, we're starting to see the benefit of that. So hopefully next year we'll be looking to push to try and get back up to the Super League. And then from then on in, it's really how far the players can take us. But I mean, certainly there's enough talent there within the city, even from both sides, to be honest. So it's just a case of being able to put that together and keeping them playing, to be honest. We've lost a lot of our younger players in the past.
In terms of, I suppose, grassroots at the moment and at schools level, secondary and primary schools level, seems quite healthy at the moment. I mean, you had a couple of Limerick schools doing quite well in All-Ireland competitions as of late, and you've plenty of clubs as well around the city. It seems to be in a good place, is it?
Yeah, I mean, club basketball is Lakers, Lions and Celtics. So having three underage teams in the city means there's a bit of rivalry, which is always good. When there's a rivalry there, it just makes people want to play harder and practice more. Schools basketball has been very good, I suppose, in Limerick for the last probably 5-6 years, with different schools doing well. Crescent Comp have been in a few finals, St Munchen's have been in a few finals, and then just as recent as yesterday, Castlejoy College won the under-16B boys, and they lost in the under-19 or maybe 16 girls final as well yesterday. So, I mean, they're doing a great job in Castlejoy College, and they've been out of that kind of area for the last few years after winning a few in the early 2000s, but they're back with a bang. So, look, the future is really bright, and there's a lot of good young players in the city at the moment.
And they'll obviously just to swap over from your coaching role to your senior technical officer role for Basketball Ireland. Something really, I suppose, unique for Limerick and something great to look forward to in the European Championship for small countries out in UL. That's going to be fantastic for people who are into basketball and for people who might have a passing interest.
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, we haven't had an international here since 2008, and obviously the UL Sport Arena is probably, in my view, probably the best basketball venue in the country just because it's a purpose-built court. And having that championships here, I mean, we've had Basketball Ireland have hosted the under-18s, women's, which we got a silver medal, and the senior women's, but one was in Cork, one was in Dublin. So it was a lot of work to try and get it to come to Limerick, and UL Sport Arena have been instrumental in trying to get it here. They really want it. And it's going to be a great event, getting to see Ireland to play at home. And the one thing about playing senior internationals for your country, especially over the last 10 years, you very rarely get to play at home just because of the financial situation. So the women got a chance to do it 2 years ago, and for the men to get a chance, it's going to be huge. And I'd expect big crowds. I hope Limerick supporters will come out and watch it for any sport that you're into. Mine, basketball's very fast up and down, and I'm yet to know anyone that's been to a high-level game that hasn't enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, and I suppose UL, just as a venue as well, it's so vibrant there. I mean, you look at soccer in the Kennedy Cup and the likes, it's like a proper soccer village at the time when it's going on. You'd hope for the same, I suppose, coming into this tournament where it's all basketball, and there'll be a bit of a buzz, and people might just stop off because they see so many people going into UL, or they see the commotion, and that draws people in as well. It's a great setup out in UL.
That's it. 7 days of basketball. All the teams will be staying on campus, like the Kennedy Cup, so it'll be a similar kind of atmosphere. There's seven teams there. Games every day. I think it's 2, 4, and then Ireland will be playing their games in the evening around 6:30. So it's a good time for people to come out and watch. And yeah, hopefully it will be not just the basketball fans that come out and watch, but just the general public. And as we always find in these tournaments, the better Ireland do, the more the crowd builds as the week goes on. So we're hoping for a good performance and something to cheer on as well.
Just finally, just from a Basketball Ireland point of view, just we'll say from 2010 to now, obviously it's been slowly improving. Where do you think basketball is at the moment in Ireland? Do you think it's as good as it has been?
Yeah, it's a question asked lost, and I think the Irish players have improved, especially since I first came over in the early 2000s. The Irish players, head and shoulders above what they were there. There was some really good players and some of our best players ever in that era, but consistency across the board, there's so many more talented Irish players than there was back then. And then the Americans probably aren't as good because there's more jobs for Americans around Europe. So it makes for a more even league. I mean, anytime you turn up to a game, it could be any one of 6 or 7 players that ends up top scorer, whereas when you used to turn up, you'd know it'd be the Americans would do all the scoring. So it's much more of an even game. I think it makes for a more entertaining game, more skills on show. So, I think the game's picked up. You see that from our international performances, winning medals for the first time ever in European competition at used to be C standard, but now at B standard, we've won medals, especially with our women's teams. So, that wouldn't have really been a possibility in the early 2000s. So you have to say it's gone from strength to strength. Obviously, there's been a fair bit of media coverage in terms of finance with the FAI, kind of probably helping us out, in fairness, to put out there that we were badly treated, we feel, in 2008 when we hit financial troubles. So hopefully the new government will come in and support basketball a little bit more, because basketball is one of the most popular sports in the country, especially indoor sports. So with a bit of finance, I think everyone within the sport really feels that the talent's there. They just need a bit of financial support from the government to really push on.